Hey, greetings. Welcome to the Lynch and Taco Off the Air Weekly Podcast. I'm Pat Lynch, Taco Bob across from me, Junior Executive Producer Gamble, also present and accounted for.
It's here this weekend, boys.
What is?
Well, last weekend we had the Super Bowl. I got this, that, and the other going. Valentine's Day. I haven't done a thing.
Me and my girlfriend, so she was in town last week, so we did like dinner the Friday before she left. So I don't have, I'm done. I did mine.
Proflowers.com, promo code WJRR, 20% off your next purchase.
Look at you, mister. You always yell at me for shameless plugs.
Well, you're the one worried about not having done a thing. I'm trying to help you out and save you some cash here at the same time.
I'm good. I think I'm going to do what she says I should get away from and do gift card again.
It's funny, I was just talking to some friends the other day about this. Have you ever been weaseled into buying an edible arrangement?
I tried doing business with them once. Have I ever been weaseled into buying one? No.
So here's the thing, it's a great product. I got my girlfriend at the time, like years ago, I got her an edible arrangement, but here's where they get you.
I've had one before, I've eaten from one, but I didn't get it.
So when you buy one.
I've got one that's free on Valentine's Day.
Listen, when you buy one, you're not just buying the edible arrangement like you think.
His free one he's talking about before you get into that gamble?
Yeah.
Instead of a charcuterie tray, it's called a charcuterie cock. He just puts meats and cheeses on his weenie, and the wifey gets to devour.
That wasn't exactly what I was alluding to, but you're in the arena.
So what about your edible arrangement?
Meats and cheeses on my wiener.
You see it, and you're like $49.99 for this giant edible arrangement. That's a good deal. I'll pay for that. Bye. But then they're like, oh, but do you also want to throw in the chocolates, the teddy bear, the flower? There's all these little extras that they add. Mm-hmm. So then you go, well, yeah, I can't just get the fruit. Let me get like a chocolate bar and then a teddy bear. And then you realize that you didn't just buy a teddy bear. Or in my case, I wanted to buy my girlfriend a moisturizer, like a little moisturizer. I thought, oh, she'd like this. I bought her a whole massage kit. I bought her an extra $45 massage kit that arrived late.
Were you making this purchase in person or online?
Online.
How
is there an in-person edible arrangement store?
I'm sure there probably is.
I've seen one over in Cocoa Beach.
Really?
Yeah, right near where we stay at the hotel over there, yeah.
Okay. So how did you get upsold? Were you on a chat or something?
No, it was just online. So I see it and I'm just like, I got to get one extra thing. But they don't tell you prices till the end. They just tell you the different things. So even... they ask you about the wrapping, so I'm like, I guess I should get it in like a special wrapping. It's Valentine's Day. It's not like it's just a regular package. So I got, you know, special bow and things, and that ended up being $12 extra that you see at the end.
Yeah, it's they keep offering new pages. Another page comes up when you're online. And it's nothing against them. That's a good company. I'm wondering.
Then they hit you with shipping at the very end.
Yeah.
If you wait till too late, it's going to be enormous because say it's 2 days before Valentine's Day,
which it was.
I'm wondering why nobody has jumped on the play on words with edible arrangements and had edibles.
They have to.
But they can't because it's edible arrangements. The company is so huge and they're worldwide. Like you ordered it for your girlfriend
in
Chicago.
That's an actual company? I didn't know that. I thought it was just a term.
No, edible arrangements is I told you there's a physical store that I saw in Cocoa Beach.
Oh, I just thought that was like an industry term for a presentation that you can devour.
No, but I'm saying do edible arrangements with edibles. Mm-hmm. Like THC edibles, Patty.
Couldn't you really, if you wanted to show how much you care?
Oh, my God.
You could just call it.
Create it yourself.
Spell it differently, maybe. You know, because enlightening edibles or something like that.
And the weed basket.
And it's the little sticks, kind of like skewers.
Yeah.
And because that's what edible arrangements are. It's skewers with like fruit on them. Right, Gamble?
It is, but it's not as good edible. You can get a CBD package from Edible Arrangement. So you can have they have the CBD.
Oh, really?
I
looked up Edibles Arrangement, and then I had to put in THC. It was the first thing that comes up with their hemp CBD.
And but see, it was you'd immediately think, oh, yeah, we'll get high and then eat the Edible Arrangement. But the other fruit one, but when you do edibles, it doesn't really make you hungry, right?
No, it's two and one.
Exactly.
So you've done nothing to prepare for Sunday. Zip, zilch, nada.
No, I haven't even gotten a card. I just had a busy week.
Oh, you're going to be down to the crappy cards,
too. No, I'm not. They're buy one, get one free at Publix if you get the right ones.
Been that way for all month, man.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll get it tomorrow or something. And I think I'm just going to – I told you, remember my wife went through that little patch where she goes, could you maybe put some effort into it and not get me a gift certificate, like a gift card? And I go – but you're not going to like what I get you. So, no, I can. And then I said, okay, how about if I just give you a $100 bill? She's like, that's the exact same. And I'm like, dude, just settle down. You're not getting me anything.
Well, I don't think it's that she wants you to get her something. It's that she wants you to think about her.
Yeah, to put forth effort. I'm thinking about her when I got the vacuum. No, I joke. But
the only thing that can make this worse, Gamble, would be if he gave her went stuck with the gift card thing and then put it inside an actual Valentine's Day card that was the same one he gave her last year.
Oh, that by the could
same
happen.
same Valentine's Day card 2 years in a row.
That could happen. I'm sure I bought him. I mean, if we've been married 20 years, worse would be if I just said, you know what, I have some Bass Pro Shops gift cards. Bass Pro Shops. Why don't I re-gift them? And give them to her, and then she could give them to me and say, there we go, we're done with it. No, but I think she'll be all right with gift cards.
So what'd you end up doing, Gamble? You went with this, and what was the total amount when you were done?
We went to a restaurant on Park Ave.
No, that edible arrangement, he means he had to be at like $90, right? $100?
Oh, it was like $110 after shipping.
So you did do that or did not do that?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Previous year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this was like
what's
past
she getting
girlfriend.
This year?
I got my girlfriend this year. I got her a little opal charm necklace.
Okay.
With the gift card you gave him.
From IDC because...
I essentially bought your girlfriend her Valentine's Day
gift.
You
paid for 85% of her gift, Pat. You did. You very much did.
Did you say thank you?
Thank you.
Hey,
did I tell you about when
where did you guys go to eat? You said you went to eat on Park Ave.
Panula's. I wanted something Italian.
Here we go. Zone of operation talk. No, inside we're not baseball. Doing that.
I will say though. This is actually interesting. We go to get dinner. I ordered a flatbread. Our food comes out wrong. Flatbread gets put in front of me. Guy goes, hey, I know this isn't the one you ordered. The chef accidentally made the wrong one. We're gonna bring out yours in a minute. This is like on the house.
That's great.
So you got a 2-for-1 flatbread.
I did, and I'm looking at it, and I'm just looking at him like, you idiot. Why are you giving this to me? If I was working in a restaurant and the chef, like, my dream is whenever our cooks mismake something, because that means it's mine now.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine. It's mine. It's not yours. It's mine. I get it.
You should have looked at him right then and said, cool, can I have a box for this?
When he came with my other pizza, with my other flatbread, I literally boxed up the other one.
Wasn't that your old move, Taco? Oh, you didn't order the 16-ounce lobster? I'm sorry. Let me take it back to the kitchen.
You did not.
Oh, that sucks. Oh.
That's like an extra step above me. That's so great.
I ate so many. Listen, you want to hear legendary? I ate so many lobster tails at work that I had to go home from school sick the next day.
Mercury?
They had no.
That butter sauce.
You know when butter sits in the warming pans?
Uh-huh.
All the grease is up top and the milk part, it separates.
Yeah.
Well, I was just a dumb kid.
You ate so much.
And I found out where the lobster tails were kept, the cooked ones, and I was like, oh, and there butter's right there. So I could just walk up with it underneath my apron, and I just dip it under. I had like probably 12 lobster. I was so sick the next day, but I was
12
like...
12 lobster tails.
What were you doing? You're so sick. And, thinking like dad stuff. Because, I mean, I was heaving. And I go, I think it's all the oil from the butter. And he goes, huh?
Yeah.
I go, I had a bunch of lobster tails. He goes, how'd you get those? I go, well, they just have them. He goes, you know, that's technically stealing. I'm like, I'm sick, Dad. Leave me alone.
Boy, and I thought I was... ruling the world when I was able to remove the dogs from the roller grill that had been on for too long. Help yourself to one of those or two.
Yeah, once these dogs have been on the spinning grill for approximately a day, you can go ahead and eat it. And Pat's like, oh, yeah.
I got news for you.
Yeah.
I've They expired whenever hunger hit.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, these have been on for way too long. Better put some fresh ones on.
Has this been a long enough period of time where you cannot get in trouble for that?
Come on, man.
I can call Chad or Thad.
Thad's gone, dude.
Yeah?
The guy with the red pen?
Thad was an old boss that Pat hated when he worked at the convenience store.
He was he's one of these dudes who brown-nosed his way from cashier to a store manager to a district manager and really didn't know how to do anything. One of those types.
Sounds great.
Just was a yes man. And once he got to district manager, he would have his five or six stores that they gave him. And he would come in and do everything in his power to make sure you knew that he was in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this goddamn red pen. And he would write up his weekly report on you, or biweekly, whatever it was. And anything that was screwed up would be in red ink. And I'm like, am I back in frickin' eighth grade, or what's the deal here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
what did he tell you about the crack in the sidewalk?
Oh, dude. You know how, like, when there's a driveway or sidewalk or whatever, there's the joints, right?
Yeah.
In every so many feet. He comes in, and he couldn't find anything wrong with the store to put on my to-do list, and he tells me I've got a tripping hazard on the front walkway out front, on the sidewalk. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, these cracks out here, I want you to fill them. Those are supposed to be there. Someone gets a high heel stuck in there, it's over. We're sued. I'm like, I'm not sealing the joints between the slabs of the walkway.
He's got you doing construction work out
there. Yeah, I'm like, what? I mean, I'm here working by myself. When am I supposed to do this?
I'll come
dude?
With my mixer tomorrow. Like,
Jesus.
Yeah, I got to patrol the two ladies, one of them pregnant, that are doing cocaine in my bathroom.
Wants you to spack. Is it spackle?
Mm-hmm.
Like throw it on, just smooth it out.
I knew the end was near when that presented itself.
I can say whatever I want from like my book. I don't know how you don't like how did you look at him with a straight face after someone tells me that? I like, that's when I really start to get, okay, now I'm gonna get kind of passive aggressive with like my snarkiness.
Here's the good parts. All right, he got into that position close to when I no longer had to work there anymore, because this company came back and approached us about coming back to work here, and I knew that was pending soon. And I just couldn't wait for the day to give my notice.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm very thankful to that company. God love them. They kept me in my house, kept us from being thrown into the street and at a very tough time.
Yeah.
But I couldn't.
And you stole hot dogs from them.
I couldn't. Every employee steals from the convenience store in one way, shape, or form. I learned that on the very first day. Every single one.
Yeah.
Always. But anyway, cost of doing business. So when I finally found out that they were rehiring us and we had a start date, I was just sitting there waiting for him to come in so I could give him my notice. And when I did, I give him a 2-week notice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if there's any way I could start sooner, I'd appreciate that. He goes, why don't you start tomorrow? He goes, get the hell out of this store. And I'm like, dude, chill.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you're creating. No, just. I'm like, I'm not demanding this. I'm going to work the 2 weeks. He threw me out of the store, and I said, all right, dude, here's the keys. And I said, later.
Yeah, have fun running this, dickhead. Was this like a big dude? Guys,
no.
I can't picture him getting lippy like that.
No,
he was probably
in his middle 60s.
Every time you talk about him, I just picture some pencil neck dork.
No, he's probably in his middle 60s.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
Just on a constant power trip, man. I'm the district manager of five or six convenience stores.
Get out of this,
Dyer. I will say, and I think most everyone listening to this probably knows this fact, but if you should always give a 2 weeks notice.
Absolutely.
Always give it. Because I've always given a 2 weeks notice. I've never once worked out the full 2 weeks of a two. I've always been told whether it's finish out that week or do a shift or two, and then I'm not on.
Right.
I've never once actually fully done. I give 2 weeks, but I've never been asked to work that full
it's
2 weeks.
It's a good thing to point that out for younger listeners. You're right. When you said,
yeah, don't storm out with no notice. You're going to burn that bridge forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you just said, you know, most people probably don't know that. I thought you were going to say, don't know this, that you shit your pants yesterday in an IKEA.
No, yeah, they don't know about that yet. Only my girlfriend, my mom know.
Well, everyone is going to know right now because you started telling us this earlier, and we're like, you hold on to that thought because, A, this isn't suitable for actual on-air content. B, it'll make great off-the-air content. So what exactly happened, and why were you at IKEA?
I had some friends that they're moving, so they just have to get some stuff at IKEA, chairs, furniture, okay, and stuff. Right. So I went to help. They asked me if I wanted to go. I wasn't doing anything, so I said, yeah, I'll hop along.
You went to help, or you just volunteered?
Bit of both. They didn't know if they were going to have to, like, if today was going to be the day that they got a couch, but if so, I was going to, you know, help them lift stuff.
Had you been to IKEA before?
Yeah, I've been to IKEA several times. I've been lost in it two separate times.
Everyone gets lost. That's by design. They're brilliant. He's never been, says he'll never go.
And I actually think at this point he's not going to go because I think if you did go, you would be upset how much you liked it. Yeah. It is dirt cheap. They have every possible thing you can think of, and then they also have, it's fully stocked with food.
Oh yeah.
What if
79-cent hot dog?
The promised land at the end of the maze.
Exactly. It's a maze.
What if I threw my wife for a curve and said,
for Sunday,
Happy Valentine's Day. It's the same crap all around. Mm-hmm. It's just about women getting cards and stuff, and we get nothing. But Happy Valentine's Day. Just for you, I'm going to take you to IKEA. And I broke my system, and then I pointed out to her, that's how much I love you. Because you mentioned she just wants to know that you care about her.
You want to know what he would do if he went this route? He would pull up to IKEA and say, all right.
Get out.
Yeah.
I'm going to the L house.
Yeah, when do you want me to come back? That's what Taco Bob would do.
I'd say, we're both getting out, and I'm going to Uber it up to the L house.
Okay, so you're in IKEA helping your friends out. You're wandering around the maze and what, Nate?
After we're done with IKEA, we drop everything off at the car, and then we go back inside to go to the cafeteria area. Because mm-hmm. You have to know, like, one of the big things about IKEA, they have, like, Swedish meatballs. They're almost famous for
everybody
their
knows, yeah.
Exactly. So I got, the Swedish.
Really good.
You know what? And here's the thing, too. I was looking at them, and they looked like all right. And then the second I ate one, it was so good. I was like, oh, this is money. So good. So I ate all of my Swedish meatballs. As we're walking out, we're going back to, I'm with my friend, I'm with my two friends, Vero and Marcus. I've never met Marcus. We're driving Marcus's car.
How can he be your friend? Yeah, I was going to say, how is he your friend?
I'm his friend now. I met him, but I'm his friend now. But we were.
What is this, Facebook?
Listen, Vero, Marcus, we're driving Marcus's car. As we're walking, never met him before. As we're walking out of IKEA, I go to do just a little scoot over to do a fart.
Yeah, like a Swedish meatball ripper.
Yeah, I fart and like,
uh-oh.
It just comes out. And
Whoa, back it up.
I fart and I shit my pants. And they're
like
talking.
Full on or just a little like a precursor?
I was able to cut it off. I closed
Close
so
cheeks.
Fast.
Yeah.
And I have a picture of my underwear, like, if you guys want to see. I took it to send my girlfriend.
Bob will want to see it.
No, I'm good.
I was tempted. No, because it's going to get worse. So it's not even that, Gamble shit his pants and he went to the bathroom to like change. I do this, and then we're walking to the car, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't tell them I just shit my pants. I just met this guy.
Marcus, who you just met.
Who I just met. So now.
If he was a true friend, he'd find the humor in it.
So now I'm sitting in the back seat of Marcus's car, and they're like, oh, okay, so are we going to go home? Or are we going to go to.
No, you
yes,
sat this
yes,
car?
Yes. I'm sitting in this car. I'm texting my girlfriend. I'm just like, I feel it sloshing. I feel like I'm sitting in it. I'm sitting in myself. And they're like, oh, are we going to go home? Are we going to go to Target? And I'm like, yeah, we should go to Target. There's Target right by here, isn't there? So.
Thank God the bathroom's right there when you walk in.
So we drive. So we start driving to Target. It doesn't help that on the way to Target, they took a wrong turn. So we had to do a U-ey. So I'm literally just I'm sweating. I'm sweating. They're like, oh, Gamble, do you not want. They asked me a woman. They're like, oh, Gamble, are you okay? Do you not want to be here? Like, I must have been so uncomfortable looking that they thought that I was like not having a good time. I went, no. I have to go to the bathroom so badly. And they're like, oh, I got that.
And not only that, while we're there, I'm going to wander on over to the men's brief section after I do.
Yeah, get me some Target underwear.
So
you hit the Target already in your last underwear. While they're driving, nobody smelt anything?
I open up a I couldn't believe it. I think it was the fact that we all just like ate food. I don't know. I can't explain it because I could smell it, but no one, maybe I just always smelled like
when shit. You're in the car at IKEA, you didn't think to say, hey, let me run back and go to the bathroom
I was so...
If we're going to go
No,
somewhere.
Because I just met this guy, and I couldn't be like, hey, 1 second, shit my pants.
Let no, you, don't, you don't tell him you duked yourself. You just say, hey,
before
we get back in the car, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. You guys cool? I'll be right there.
Because...
And you're clean up, and you're good.
Because that thought would have had to have happened between me doing it into the car, and the only thing I could think of was, I can't believe I just did that.
Yeah. How far,
I can't believe I just did that. And then I'm already opening up the car.
How far from the store entrance was the car parked? Would you have been able to waddle it, or would that have just been...
I waddled it. I waddled. It was 25
No, I was talking
back.
While you were still at IKEA.
Yeah. I could have turned around and waddled back, but I was already having the thought. I went, oh, I have to act normal.
Gotcha.
I have to act normal. And I get to Target. I run into the bathroom.
You acted so normal that they say, hey, do you not want to be here?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So you get to Target.
Get to Target. Go clean myself up. The pair of underwear that I duked in were the newest pair of underwear I just got. I just got these underwear for Christmas.
Mm.
So I did not get rid of the underwear.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
Where do you put them? In your pot? In the leather jacket?
Yeah, that's a whole nother dilemma.
I got a paper towel,
and
watered it,
85
and then I just started
yesterday.
Squeezing like my underwear to like get... I tried to get out any poop.
Yeah.
Particles from the underwear.
I've had to do it, yeah.
And then I did a man pond, which I call it, which is where you get toilet paper.
It's a man pad.
Man pad. I used a man pad. I just acted totally... I actually acted normal for the rest of that Target run until I got... For like 30 minutes, that was my existence.
Until you're walking around and now your pants are wet.
Yeah.
And the Target employees are going... Look at this kid with the wet pants. I thought you balled him up and put him like in your leather jacket.
I thought about it, but I was like, that's going to smell even more.
That could, but also if they suspected because you're walking a little different that you were shoplifting and then they found duty-filled underwear in their pocket of the legendary leather jacket. That is something you'd see in a TV show, a sitcom.
Oh,
a shitcom.
God.
Dude, that would be great.
Next time.
I'm just curious that you shared this information with your girlfriend via text.
He sent her a picture of the undies.
Yeah, that's to me indicates you guys are in it for the long haul at this point. If you're able to have that degree of openness, it's a compliment I'm giving you.
No, yeah, and this is not like taking a blow at like my relationship, but like also I send naked pictures of myself to
unflattering though.
Unflattering naked pictures. My open door is like very open.
Yeah,
to the point where if I meet you, there's a very good chance I could poop my pants and sit in your car that same afternoon.
Like Lucky Marcus.
Yeah,
if he only knew.
And there with my friends Vera and or whatever, and Marcus, and I didn't know Marcus. He's not your friend.
Hey, how was your day yesterday? I met this dude that one of my friends...
He's wearing a leather jacket. It's 88 degrees out.
They mentioned that.
And he stinks. Did you tell him it's a bit on the show now?
They made a joke. We were walking back into IKEA. They mentioned they're just like, God, it's so hot today. And you're wearing a leather jacket. I went, yeah. It was yesterday walking back into IKEA. It was the first time I had the thought. I went, well, I really committed to this bit, didn't I? I really did. I had that thought where I really committed to every single day.
For those that don't know.
Yeah.
But it's not a bit because I love this. It's not just a bit. It's a lifestyle.
If you really want to commit to this, Mr. Lifestyle, do what I did with the shopping cart challenge.
Tell them just tell the listeners of the podcast.
Gamble, right after Christmas break, showed up with this cool-looking leather jacket, and we remarked on it. And he's like, yeah, I've been wanting this for years, and he finally got it for her, and he wore it every single day.
And he said, I'm never taking it off. I want it that bad.
And we were like, really? Well, why don't we see how deep into the year you can get wearing this leather jacket, knowing what the conditions are like here starting like June and lasting through, you know, the early start of November, see how long you can keep this jacket on. So he said, challenge accepted.
I'm keeping an eye on you today at the track. You better not be taking that off.
I'm not bringing it to the – that's the thing. That's kind of my loophole. I've already worn it today. I don't need – there's no rule that I need to wear it every waking moment.
Oh, okay. Then my idea is out the window if you're going to put that parameter in. My idea was you put a leather jacket bounty the listeners, they catch you, photograph you leather without the leather jacket, you know, there's some sort of premium available, like just like the shopping cart deal with me.
Oh, you put a price on your own head.
There is a $100 bounty to any listener that photographs me failing to return the shopping cart to either the cart corral or walking it back into the store.
$100 still hasn't been claimed.
Okay.
That is how shamed I felt by the listeners after I openly admitted that up until this challenge or this bounty was placed, that I from time to time would just leave the shopping cart wherever I was parked. I was piled on that hard and felt that ashamed, and then I really thought it through, and then my daughter got a job in a grocery store, and I should have known this because I worked in a grocery store for so long. That is a cardinal sin, and I was a dick for doing it.
You were the shopping cart king with shopping cart sound effects.
Exactly. Heads across the shopping carts.
And you still wouldn't put them back. Me and the listeners were just like, dude, that's just so inconsiderate.
It was very hot bunning when I first started working on the show. I don't think that's when this whole conversation started,
no,
but I remember.
No, it's been going on for years, and I was steadfast again, and then I finally just got beat down, and I really stopped and thought about it, and I admitted I was absolutely wrong to have done that, and I apologized, and I still apologize, and therefore I installed the $100 bounty.
I almost did it yesterday. Almost.
It's really hot out here. My knee hurts. No, here it comes. Here, listen.
No, I was outside. I was buying a case of beer from the Walmart booze portion, like the separate store. And for whatever reason, I got a front row spot this time. And I usually park over near the cart barn, the little cart crate thing. I got the front row. And I go, man, that is kind of. I got to take this thing all the way there. I'm kind of in a rush, and I'm front row. And I go, I cannot do it. I cannot. After giving Pat that much grief, I just walk it up. Just walk it over there and put it in. You can do it.
Now, answer this for me. Mm-hmm. Why, with all of what we just said about, you know, how wrong it is to do that, are there still shopping centers and stores where there's no cart corral? Why?
I've never seen one.
There's plenty of grocery stores that don't have a cart corral. I don't know if it's the plaza or the design of the parking lot, or it would take up too many parking space. I don't know. I'll give you
an example. The Publix near UCF.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I know where it is. I never. So that one doesn't have.
I do not think they have one, because every time I've been there, I've been like, I got to walk this thing all the way back into the store. And there's not carts out in the driveway, in the parking lot, because people respect it.
The Publix right up here in Jamestown. No cart corral.
Mm. I think it's because of the lack of parking places.
At that point, though, you can't expect every single person to be able to walk them back all the way into the store. I mean, there's people who have health issues.
Yeah, and there's people who have ice cream in the back of their car, and it's going to melt.
That's true.
And meanwhile, they're wearing a leather jacket. Well, the ice cream's melting in 95-degree weather. I can't wait.
So let's review. If there's any takeaway from this conversation in this Lynch and Taco Off the Air podcast, proflowers.com, 20% off your next purchase, which should be, you got to have flowers in the mix for Valentine's Day, which is this Sunday. Just use promo code WJRR and you're squared away.
Or call Dr. Filatowski and get your wife or husband LASIK, and you'll change their life forever. It's awesome. My big takeaway, though, besides all that, is that Gamble's saying he's not going to be wearing, you know, the leather jacket out to the track or this, that, because he's already worn it. I think you have to wear it all the time.
You're
at a radio event, especially at a radio event.
That's a good point. Whenever it's a radio event.
Whenever you're around us, I think you have to be in the leather jacket.
I think you're right.
Because then listeners say, oh, yeah, that's Pat Lynch and Taco Bob and then the kid in the leather jacket.
Must be Gamble, even though it's 100 degrees outside. What's wrong with him?
Can I do my takeaway now? Because I have my Venmo. I can give people my Cash App.
What's your takeaway?
I was just trying to get people to give me money.
Soliciting cash.
He was so sly with it, I didn't even notice. I was actually just fixating on you walking around a Target with wet underwear and a man pad.
No, my actual takeaway is, yeah, be careful before eating the IKEA meatballs if you haven't had them in a while. And always give your 2 weeks notice.
That is not their fault.
No, it's not their fault. It's my fault. I hadn't had them in a while. My body wasn't ready for the probiotics that were about to come in, apparently.
We praised IKEA's Swedish meatballs. They're delicious. Mm-hmm.
But be careful. They're great, but if you haven't had them in a while, they're going to kick.
If you haven't had anything in a while, it doesn't.
No. All right. Okay, boys. I think that'll do it for this week's Off the Air Lynch and Taco podcast. Thanks for giving it a listen. If you know somebody who you think might enjoy this, tell them about it, and we'd appreciate that.
Yeah, and tomorrow on the air, 101.1 WJRR is going to be Free Beer Friday. You can win cases of beer every hour during our show.
Right. Show starts every weekday morning at 5 on 101.1 WJRR. See ya.